Passwörter allein reichen nicht. Schütze deine Accounts mit Rainer SCT Security Produkten. Sicher, offline und ohne Smartphone. Ob TOTP, FIDO2 oder Hardware Authenticator. Wir bieten die perfekte Lösung für deine Zwei-Faktor-Authentisierung. Jetzt Sicherheit auf das nächste Level bringen. Mehr Infos auf rainer-sct.com.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Just after sunset, a Dallas, Texas family driving together to complete a DoorDash order. The driver can barely see the outline of a motorcycle driving with no lights on and has to swerve to avoid it. The driver honks and rolls down the window to tell the motorcyclist, Jason Kane, he doesn't have his lights on. Kane then starts following the family and fires two shots into the car, hitting a two-year-old little girl.
Nancy, a homeowner came outside after hearing the gunshots and called 911 as the girl's mother screamed, "They shot my baby," while holding the bloody toddler. The little girl was struck in the abdomen. One bullet ricocheted off her rib cage and came to rest in her diaphragm. A second bullet was left in her body as surgeons determined it would be riskier to attempt to remove it.
The girl now in stable condition. Jason Kane, 50, charged with ag assault and causing serious injury to a child. Border agents grow suspicious of a 29-year-old man trying to cross into the U.S. near San Diego with a tractor trailer full of watermelons. As agents search his shipment, they find fake watermelons hidden amongst the real ones. The 1,200 inflatable packages printed with a watermelon pattern contain more than 4,500 pounds of meth, with a street value nearly $5 million. The 29-year-old now facing drug trafficking charges for the CD situation. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Whitewater, Wisconsin, the arrest of a suspect in the fatal shooting of a University of Wisconsin Whitewater student. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Wisconsin authorities report that 21-year-old Kara Welsh, a national gymnastics champion and a management major in the College of Business and Economics, was shot and killed on the night of August 30th in an apartment near the campus of University of Wisconsin Whitewater. Whitewater police apprehended a 23-year-old man at the scene, the suspect now in custody at the Walworth County Jail. Although details remain limited, investigators have confirmed that Welsh and the suspect were acquainted and that the shooting followed an altercation between them. In a statement released in recent days, police indicate that they have requested the Walworth County District Attorney's Office to file charges against the suspect, including first-degree intentional homicide, endangering safety by the use of a dangerous weapon, and disorderly conduct while armed.
As the investigation continues, detectives have yet to provide further details regarding the circumstances surrounding the killing. Now to a recent court filing in Alabama in which a corrections officer detailed the nation's first nitrogen gas execution, revealing unexpected observations about the inmates' blood oxygen levels. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The officer noted that the inmate, Kenneth Smith, maintained normal oxygen levels longer than anticipated before they abruptly dropped. Another document indicated that the nitrogen gas flowed for at least 10 minutes during the execution. These filings provide new insights into the execution of Smith, the first person to be put to death using nitrogen gas. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office argues that the high oxygen reading suggests Smith held his breath as the nitrogen gas flowed, prolonging the execution. However, attorneys for another inmate contend that the state has no evidence to support this claim, accusing it of trying to justify a botched execution. Media witnesses, including the Associated Press, reported that Smith convulsed on the gurney for several minutes before gasping for breath. Alabama has assured a federal judge that the new method would include quick unconsciousness and death. As Alabama prepares for more nitrogen gas executions, controversy surrounds the method's efficacy and reliability. A federal judge is set to hear arguments on a motion to block the planned nitrogen gas execution of Alan Miller in September, which would be the second of its kind in the nation.
Media witnesses, including our friends with the Associated Press, reported that Smith convulsed on the gurney for several minutes before gasping for breath. Alabama had assured a federal judge that the new method would induce quick unconsciousness and death.
Thanks, John. After arguing with friends, Mark Wells, 21, gets out of their car in a Hazard, Kentucky Walmart parking lot and walks away. Hour later, Walmart customers call police about a man running through the parking lot asking everyone he sees for help. Then a nearby Burger King calls to report the same thing, a man banging on the door begging to be let in. The man's gone by the time police arrive, but witnesses describe Mark Wells reported missing by his sisters when he doesn't come home that night. They're extremely concerned as temps go below 0 degrees as a snowstorm blows through Hazard. Canines lose Mark's scent on the Kentucky River and searches in the water turn up nothing. Mark Wells now missing over 30 years. 6 feet, 160 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a blue flannel shirt, black denim jacket, jeans, a green baseball cap, and green hiking boots. If you have info on Mark Wells, please call Kentucky State Police 606-435-6069. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.